Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
So often we see the biblical principle at work that what Satan means for destruction, God turns and uses for good. That principle has been on display in spades this week, and we find ourselves praising God for his grace and wisdom. It all began with the U.S. Supreme Court decision in the Huguenin case out of New Mexico. You recall that's the case where a Christian videographer refused to videotape a same-sex commitment ceremony because it violated her religious beliefs. She was tried and convicted of a hate crime, and in the decision, a member of the New Mexico Supreme Court said that citizens may be forced to compromise their religious beliefs for the greater good of society. The U.S. Supreme Court let that decision stand, which should send a chill down the spine of anyone concerned with religious freedom. The decision left many of us depressed and shaking our heads. Then came a new Rasmussen poll, and the results were good news. Despite a full court press by the courts, the media, and President Obama's administration, Americans' attitude towards same-sex marriage remains unchanged from 2013. That's not only good news, it's great news, and somehow the mainstream media forgot to report it. Rather than continuing to gain ground, support for same-sex marriage remained flat, 43% in favor, 43% opposed. The debate that the media said was dead and buried is very much alive, proving that the people of the United States are a long way from walking away from God's design for marriage. On another front, we've seen a stepped-up effort here in Montana to pass as many forced participation ordinances as possible in as many cities as possible before the start of the next legislative session. They prohibit so-called discrimination based on sexual orientation in housing, employment, and services, and they've passed in Missoula, Helena, and Butte. They're now under consideration in Bozeman, Dillon, and Billings, but there are bright spots to report. It's not often that I publicly thank groups like the ACLU, the Montana Human Rights Network, and Forward Montana, but it's high time that I did. Their efforts to pass FPOs have done more to get churches fired up than anyone could possibly imagine. In Bozeman, 80 pastors came together recently to learn more about the FPO and how it would affect their churches and the members of their congregations. In the small town of Dillon, 20 pastors came together to see what they could do. And just yesterday in Billings, roughly 100 pastors from many denominations attended a luncheon to find out more. All came away alarmed but reassured. The threats to religious liberty are real, but the battle is far from over, and the churches and citizens are beginning to engage. Recently in Billings, over 50 citizens showed up at a city council hearing and torpedoed an effort by a pro-homosexual group to use taxpayer dollars to fund its agenda. The former mayor of Billings even led the charge to secure the funding, but in the end, the effort failed because citizens said enough is enough. As the saying goes, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance, and it appears that the people of Montana still hold freedom and vigilance in high regard. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.